an army of 400,000 women accomplish? Amazing things, especially if they're part of the Love Research Army. Dr. Susan Love's foundation supports innovative research in breast cancer, and through her army of volunteers, she offers researchers the ability to connect with a pool of patients and survivors for their studies. Dr. Love's goal is simply to end breast cancer, and she certainly has the army to take it on.
I think we're about 30 schools now around the country in nine different states.
Nine states, yep.
Yeah, so pre-K all the way through high school. There was a really cool post that Brian Akins over outside of Philly had gifted pink socks to the high school there where he's a teacher in the elementary school. And it was this past Friday night at their football game. They were doing a fundraiser for Pink Out for cancer awareness. And so all of the cheerleaders had pink socks on. And if you go to our Instagram account, pinksocks.life, pinksocks.life is who we're on Instagram. You can find that picture in the gallery. In fact, we'll probably move that over to the front page of our Instagram account today or tomorrow. But it'll be, your listeners will find it. But, you know, so here's all of these cheerleaders, you know, in their pink socks. And I was looking at Twitter today and my pinned tweet where we went to El Paso to Dr. Sue A. Shook Elementary in El Paso, Texas in 2019. And the picture I have on that pinned tweet is a bunch of little first grade cheerleaders in their pink socks. So to see the first graders in their pink socks and now to see the high schoolers at another school way across the country in their pink socks, it's just mind-blowing how this thing has gone. And it's just, I just keep coming back to this word grateful. And it's more than a word, right? Grateful, it's just a word. But it's a feeling. It's a way of life. It's an all-encompassing state of being. And that's what I have for Pink Socks. I'm just so grateful for everyone that is using it to spread some kindness. So
I think gratitude is a game changer. If you can integrate gratitude into your life outlook, just as you're saying, integrate kindness into your life outlook, it changes everything.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, there's one question I have to ask. I gave somebody a pair of pink socks and they were thrilled, but they had a question for me that I couldn't answer. Where does the puzzle piece on the socks come from? What's the story behind that?
Yeah, in 2017, I was invited to do a TEDx talk in San Francisco, which was nice, right?
Back to where it all kind of started. Yep.
Yeah. And up until that point, it was just the mustaches on the socks, you know, that what we call the OG, you know, the original gangsta socks. The OGs were just mustaches only. And when the TED people called me and invited me to come do a talk, I was like, well, okay, you want me to come talk about telemedicine? Because that's at the time.
That's kind of what we were doing at the time, right? Yeah.
We're all in on technology around telemedicine. And they're like, no, we don't want you to talk about telemedicine. We want you to come talk about the Pink Socks movement and share that story of the Pink Socks movement. And I'm like, what? It's not a movement. It's just a bunch of people gifting pink socks to each other for fun. And they're like, no, it's a global movement. That's why we've called you. And we want you to come share that story on the TED stage. And I was like, whoa, what? So at that point, we said, you know, let's go rolling into that theater in San Francisco with a new label, a new design on the socks that's all about pink socks and the global tribe. It's not about a sock company. And we added the design element on the socks of the puzzle piece to represent the power of connection. So the pink socks now have the black mustache, the handlebar mustache, and puzzle pieces to represent the power of connection. Pink socks connecting people around the world, one pair of pink socks at a time. And if you get really bored, Pat, when you're wearing your pink socks sometime, if you'll just cross your legs and look down at them, you can link those puzzle pieces together with your right leg and your left leg.
Wow. Tell me, what do you have a favorite pink socks story?
Ooh. Yeah, I do. Andrew, you go first because I'm afraid ours may be the same. So,
I'll go with one. We've got plenty. So,
tons of stories.
I'll tell you this. Pink socks. We've talked about them being with schools and everything, but I got to tell you, there's people all over the world in all walks of life that have pink socks, and everything from school kids to Cracker Jacks like Nick and me, but also, you know, astronauts and friends, just in retired astronauts and people all over the world. And I bring that up because a really good friend of ours, Captain John McBride, he's a retired shuttle pilot, and he was.
This is why you went first.
Yeah.
You're like, I was going to say the same story.
Well, there's another element to this, Nick. Okay. So I think we'll both be okay on this one. So, sounds like Nick's probably going to talk a bit more about Captain McBride, but
I'll share a different one.
All right. So Captain McBride has, you know, he's just a great friend of ours, lives down in Florida. We've gone and watched rocket launches with him, and just mind blowing to spend time with him. But, you know, I've got kids in my life, and one day, you know, after I'd gone down and met Captain McBride and we had a great time, I brought some socks home and I gifted those socks. And one of those pairs of socks went to a very special, I believe it was 7 at the time. And he was, you know, going to school and they had crazy sock day. And he was so excited to wear his pink socks to school. And he wears pink socks to school. And you know, it was a great way to start the day. I'm all fired up. The end of the day, he comes home and he doesn't have his socks on anymore. And I ask him, well, what happened? And he seems really upset. And he said, the kids at school tease me for wearing pink socks. And, you know, it hit me. Wow. You know, he's young and, you know, kids can do that. And I felt so bad, but we realized that, hey, that's really not okay. And what can we do? And we realized, well, we know an astronaut with pink socks. So what we did is we sent an email to his teacher with a picture of Captain McBride wearing his pink socks and telling the pink sock story to the teacher about how these are about empathy and connection and all these people around the world wear them and you know, the kids that have them are in the same group as astronauts and engineers and you know, musicians and all walks of life. And so we sent that to the teacher, and the teacher messaged us right back and said, make sure he wears those pink socks tomorrow. And what the teacher did was the next day taught a lesson about pink socks and empathy and showed here's this person wearing socks and this person wearing socks and here's an astronaut wearing socks and showed the connection and the joy of what socks really are. And it fundamentally changed how that entire class thought. And not only did our kiddo go from being, you know, teased, he went to being recognized and people wanted to talk to him and learn more. And then they wanted socks. And it just shifted the perspectives of a bunch of 7-year-olds. And
that's a great story.
Yeah. It's the power of socks. And it was just looking at the tribe and how they all work together. And one little moment changed the lives of so many. So that's one of my personal favorite stories. Of just that ripple effect I've been talking about during the whole podcast.
Well, not just kindness, but it's also a matter of introducing curiosity, human curiosity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That I was going to say Captain McBride myself. And again, Pat, if if you and your listeners will go to pinksocks.life on Instagram, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, the very first Instagram post that we ever made was Captain McBride wearing his pink socks. And because he had made a tweet, said, "Do you ever wonder what color socks we wear in space?" And he's sitting there in his flight suit with his pink socks on. I mean, he was a pilot on the space shuttle. He flew the space shuttle up into space. I mean, just like Andrew said, we've been to his house now a couple of times, seen some rocket launches with him. Just really. I mean, but Deepak Chopra has pink socks. I mean, I gifted some pink socks to a princess in the Netherlands one time, and it's just on and on.
I love the McBride picture. I think that's one of my favorites. I mean, I'm a space junkie and a pilot, so I saw that and it was like, oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, I think there's 5 astronauts that have pink socks now.
Yeah, the last time we were both down there, we were touring the Space Center and met the several different astronauts that were there for training, and that they were there on site to help be kind of ambassadors to visitors. And of course they all ended up with socks. So
Rasu Shrestha, Dr. Shrestha in North Carolina, was it somewhere along the way and at a conference somewhere, and he gifted pink socks to Commander Kelly.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And then Xenia, I can't remember her last name right now, but I'll have to look her last name up. She's in Canada. She gifted some to Commander Hullfeld. Did I get that right, Andrew? Commander Hullfeld?
Hadfield?
He's the Canadian astronaut who was on the International Space Station, and named David Bowie's song.
Yeah, Chris Hadfield.
Chris Hadfield, yeah. So, I mean, it just Amir Kalali, Dr. Kalali in San Diego gifted some to Deepak Chopra. I mean, it just, but, you know, if I had to pick one favorite, it's difficult because every time I've gifted them, they usually come with a story that the recipient wants to share. And those stories are always heart speak. And they're usually stories of sadness and loss. You know, they can start out with, you know, "Hey, I have something I want to share. Do you have a minute?" "Yes, I have as much time." That's why I showed up, was to hear your story. You know, and they start with, "My wife just passed away from cancer. I just got diagnosed. My son's in rehab." On and on, and just boom. You know, so everyone has a story to share. All we have to do is stop and listen. And I'm grateful for every one of those stories. If I had to pick, having my mind blown the most from seeing a picture of somebody in some pink socks go by for the first time, I'm going to stick with Captain McBride. I'm with Andrew on this. And Andrew is a super freak when it comes to space programs. Not only does he know the U.S. space program, but, you know, he's your phone a friend. If you want to know anything about the Chinese program, the Russian program, I mean, on and on.
Well, Andrew, you'll like this one. I got invited to the Cassini finale at JPL.
What?
Yep.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing.
It was an amazing experience. I wish I'd had pink socks back then because I was in the midst of these amazing people at NASA doing amazing things.
Oh, that is fantastic. Wow. That would have been, that's so cool.
Pat, I'll share with you a little gifting pro level tip on gifting.
Okay.
So I know you have a bunch of pink socks and you're gifting them and creating smiles and creating the ripple effect of smiles. But what we have found to work the best is you don't have to really think about who you're going to gift pink socks to. They will come to you. And it's the person who comments on your pink socks. That's where a pair of pink socks just found its new person. Yeah. If you just take some pink socks, you go up to somebody and say, here, have these, you know, that doesn't work all too well. But if you just wait, if you just show up, I mean, if you literally, Andrew and I almost called you Wyatt. My son's name is Wyatt. Andrew and I, we literally, you know, we'll just say, okay, let's go stand in the middle of the room and wait for it. And it doesn't take but a few seconds. And somebody will come over and they'll say, hey, I like those socks. What's the story? Boom, what's your name? Hey, Pat, it's good to see you. We've got some pink socks for you. What? Those are for me? Yeah, so just show up. Just be open, willing, and present to have the experience.
That is so much fun.
Just say yes. And
oh, it is. I've gifted socks on trains. There's a lot of people in Denver that receive socks from me on trains from the airport. On flights, I know Nick and I have gifted tons of socks on flights. So if you end up stuck sitting next to us on a flight, yeah, you're probably going to end up with socks. It's inevitable. And I always make sure that whatever carry-on I have has a bunch of socks stuffed in them. And you never know what's going to happen when you get to meet somebody on a flight. And, you know, so those are just kind of the fun things and how many people I've met. And we could go on.
Nothing's more disappointing when you don't have any pink socks with you and someone comments on your pink socks. You're like, oh, crap, I'm out. I don't have any more. You know, give me your email. I'll send you some when I get home.
I will mail you some immediately. Yeah, absolutely.
So where do you think this is going to go?
No idea.
Yeah, there's no big master plan. There's no big strategy. It's, you know, I wouldn't say opportunistic is the right word, but really we've let just kind of this movement guide itself and done our best to support it. I wouldn't even say we've shepherded this. It's really just kind of let it go and let it happen and let the community decide who they want to expand to, who they want to help. You know, we actually love what we're doing right now with schools, but we didn't set out to do anything with schools. That was just a fortuitous series of events that led us to teachers, that led us to an empathy curriculum, that led us to gifting, that some sponsors really were passionate about it. And now we're working with 30 schools. So it's as these things unfold, where we just look for, wow, what kind of a positive impact can we have in that space? And then we go, okay, how can we help fund that? And if you listen to Nick and I talk for any period of time, you'll hear both of us say things like the universe provides. And it's really true. We've met so many people where they said, I really need this, or I really would love to have socks for this. And here's this really important reason why. And we go, okay, we need to go find several thousand dollars to make that happen. I don't know where we're going to find it, but we're going to go find it. And every time we find a donor, we find a bunch of smaller donors that are willing to give a few bucks, and we put that together and we turn right around and we're able to, you know, give somebody something that's so meaningful to them. And it just works out over and over. And we just, you know, we're just a catalyst. We just want to keep this moving. And anything we can do to, you know, kind of pour some fuel on that and help it along, you know, that's really where this is going. It's just let it guide itself. And, you know, we're going to provide support any way we can.
Yeah. I mean, today we got a message from a second grade teacher in Oregon with this really elaborate plan of how she was going to do fundraising. She wants 100 pair of pink socks to given to students at her school. And, you know, it was really laid out plan of how she was going to raise all the money. And I just messaged her back and I sent it to Andrew. My reply back to her was, you know, wouldn't it just be easier if we just gifted you 100 pair of pink socks?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's like, we'll figure it out. We'll just send you the socks.
And so that's what we're going to do. We just put her in the queue and we'll send her 100 pair of pink socks and she'll give those to the other teachers and they'll use those as a teaching tool for the kids. So how we do that is through donations. And Pink Socks Life Incorporated is a nonprofit. We are a 501c3. So all of your donations are tax exempt. You want to talk to your accountant about that and not listen to me, but that's what a 501c3 is in place for, is it's a vehicle that you can make charitable donations to. And we would love for you to look us up online at pinksocks.life. That's our website, pinksocks.life. See more pictures on there. Hear more of the story. There's a picture of Shlomo on there that we talked about, the very first gift at the Phoenix Hotel in San Francisco. So you can see his smile, how this contagious his smile was for us and really sparked a movement was his smile. You can see stories about the kids, the schools. So we're just, and you can donate via the website as well. So, and you can also gift socks. There's a request form if you'd like to get some socks. We ship them out by the dozens. So when you order, you're be ordering 1 dozen, 2 dozen, 3 dozen, etc. Because these aren't just for you to wear, they're for you to gift, for you to give away. So please donate if you can to help us spread this. It's grateful for all the donors around the world who keep this going. And as long as they keep donating, I'm going to stand here every day with a tape gun and boxes and box up pink socks and send them out. So we're grateful.
And I think I mentioned this earlier that, you know, we have a group now that makes the socks just for us, and we've got this all honed in. So we're doing this at cost. There's no profit on any of this for the socks. We're passing the cost straight through. And our shipping department, it consists of Nick with a tape gun and U.S. Post Office boxes, and me with a box and with the tape gun and post office boxes. And our homes tend to be filled with boxes of pink socks that we get dropped in pallets. And, you know, we sit there and we read all the messages, any requests we both see. And one of us is writing a handwritten note and putting that in a box and hand packing those socks and sending them directly to you, to whoever had ordered them, or, you know, we're gifting those, we're doing it ourselves. And it's, you know, there's just something about that human touch to it. And, you know, if you want socks, just know that that's where it's coming from. It's they're sitting in boxes in Pittsburgh and in Spokane right now, and they're coming to you from the local post office in our towns, and with a handwritten note from one of us. And it's so much fun to take that on.
Well, I think it's fun to connect with other people. And if you're open to it, it's amazing the people that can come into your life. And I think you guys are a walking testament to that.
Yeah, thank you for that. And it's true, you know, our paths crossed, and who knew this is where it would lead. And, you know, I'm so, as Nick said, grateful of where we're at and where this is going. And we're along for the ride and loving every second of it.
Thank you for joining us today. I hope you found something in today's podcast that inspires you along your own life's path, because sometimes a bump in the road is actually a portal into a more conscious and meaningful life. You can subscribe to our free podcast at www.bumpintheroad.us or become a premium member to hear the full conversation. Just go to www.bumpintheroad.us for more information and to sign up.